Nomi Fry is a staff writer at The New Yorker, and she's our pop culture correspondent. She writes about internet news and gossip columns and much else, and I trust her to lead me to things that I just might not find otherwise. Nomi just wrote a piece called The Great Sadness of Ben Affleck, and it stirred the internet into a days-long frenzy.
Hello.
Poor Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I'm talking about Ben Affleck, in fact. I feel a sympathy towards Ben, and I was more trying to sort of recount how the internet, in fact, has treated him. And I thought...
When you speak of the internet, it's almost as if you're speaking of this living, breathing, 48-eyed, 19-eared monster.
It's a bit like that, I guess. Yeah.
Do you have anything to...
Yes, I do. I have several things. So the first thing is the show Big Mouth, which was on Netflix.
Tell me a little bit about the show.
So it's an animated show, and it's about puberty.
Oh, God, that sounds like hell on wheels.
Who are just, yes. So that moment, that hellish moment is being explored in ways that are both really vulgar and really sensitive and touching.
So, how do you two know Roland? Are you dating her?
Andrew?
I only ask because I know Nick, you know, likes her.
Andrew.
Or, I'm sorry, are you two dating each other, like, as gays? Or maybe you're just people?
Andrew, please, shut the fuck up.
Yes, Mr. Boring! You are my next art installation.
And I would say that it's the best show about... teens or tweens, I guess just teens.
That's the point.
Since Freaks and Geeks.
I'm hooked already.
I know. It's incredible. It's really incredible. And I want to urge anyone who hasn't watched this amazing show to do so.
Right away.
Right away. Just stop listening.
But when they finish watching this show, what should they do next?
Okay. So the next thing I have, this is a series of videos that started the magazine Complex.
Mm-hmm.
They do this recurring, it's like about once a month. It's called Sneaker Shopping. And it's usually like athletes or rappers or like reality stars or models. And I am a pretty late adopter to this. Like a lot of other people, I probably only learned about this when this was in October of 2017. Bella Hadid goes sneaker shopping. As you can see, it has almost 4.5 million views.
These are coming home with me. You're going to put these with the black dress. So you're going to look sexy as shit.
So
you're going to kill it. Slip-ons over there.
And Bella Hadid, for those of us who don't know, is a supermodel, and she also has a deal with Nike. She also is like showing her commitment to the brand.
What's different about these videos as opposed to some other kind of, you know, taste-making videos?
Well, I think it's very interesting because we're being sort of invited to view these videos as a place where we'll see what's cool and like what's the most now thing. But what's revealed is this kind of incredible awkwardness often. There's something about what the people do or don't do with their hands, their attempts to explain something that they feel sort of interested in, but maybe not totally passionate about,
right,
like sneakers, that just makes for a very like avant-garde, almost like a kabuki theater kind of feel, which is something very odd to find in like a video about sneakers and shopping where you tally up like the bill at the end and leave with like bags full of loot.
What's next?
Okay, so the next thing I have, go on Instagram and check out the feed, the account Shia's Outfits. This is a person, I believe he's out of Philadelphia. It's not his personal account. He created it about a year ago. And he basically just posts pictures of the actor Shia LaBeouf and his street style. So he gets photographed a lot, obviously.
We're talking jeans and cargo shorts here.
Well,
we're looking at it here. We're leafing through.
Yeah.
It's a little on the street smooching, kind of right out of Us Weekly.
So here he's wearing Crocs and socks.
Is that considered a fashion mistake?
It's considered, I think by most it would be considered a fashion don't. Maybe now that he's done it, maybe people will be like, oh, Crocs, it's actually cool.
And in fairness, the Crocs themselves are the color of what used to be called in popsicle world sky blue.
So Shia looks a bit like a schlub, you know, to the untrained eye. But in fact, you know, he's very much appreciated as an icon in the kind of the world of streetwear. And it's because of these little twists that he does. It's like he weirdly like tucks his pants inside his socks and it looks like bulky and weird. But then you look at it again and you're like, this is actually like kind of a cool silhouette. Or he tucks his sweatshirt inside his shorts. Like,
whoa,
who does that?
No,
but I'm telling you.
That.
No, but that's the thing. It looks great. Yes. Yes.
If I do it?
You know,
no.
Try it. We just come into the office one day and I'll tell you.
You're on. You're absolutely on.
Incredible.
Nomi Fry, staff writer at The New Yorker.